Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Curry throws to Payton, standing on the logo. Waits, dribbles it over to Pajemski. Pajemski, left corner, Draymond fakes, nice. Goes right by Gobert, goes up, blocked away by Naz Reid. Wow. On the bounce, Edwards to DiVincenzo. Open man, right side, Alexander Walker, the three ball is good. What a play.
That was a massive sequence, and what a heck of a play by Naz Reid.
Golden State losing 107-90 to Minnesota. Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert back on the postgame show. And, boy, just a real difficult fourth quarter. The Wolves close it out 29-18 in the fourth. And, you know, part of it, you have to give Minnesota credit. They have a great defense, and they've been playing very good defense lately. The other part, though, I think the Warriors at times have been their own worst enemy with some decisions, some poor passing, and you know, they end up with 22 turnovers, and I know the head coach is not going to like that.
No. Two straight games now, they've been held under 100. Won one of them in the rock fight with the Rockets, and then, you know, got 90-9, got beat by 17. So the offense has been a little clunky the last few games. And, again, you know, you look at the Warriors, and that's going to be what people talk about. Do they need to go out and get a number two guy?
Yep.
Can they get a number two guy? You know, who would it involve? I don't know. But when you look at this team, you definitely, I mean, you can't help but look at this team and think that. Because we talked about it, and I talked about it well before the season. That's the one thing that kind of jumps out at me. Depth is great, but when your star's off the court, there are nights when you're facing a really tough defensive team that it's going to be tough to generate offense. And we saw that multiple times tonight where it was just really, really tough for them to generate any kind of good looks, and then they were so few and far between. When they did get them, they missed them because they weren't in rhythm. So, you know, it's been a tough go of it, and they got the Wolves again on Sunday. Those are always interesting matchups for me when the team stays in town. They got kind of the baseball series, as you called it, not necessarily back-to-back, but two games and three nights against the same team. But so defense is going to have to be, and it has been so far this year. It's been pretty consistent for them. And that's going to have to be, I think, the backbone of this team, because I think this team has the ability to be a better defensive team than offensive team. Like, I think that can be their calling card. Like, we're going to play good defense, top five efficiency defense, and make you earn it. But they can't turn the ball over. It can't be a game where the team has six more shots than you, which doesn't seem like a lot, but it's tough when they shoot six percentage points higher than you. So they're shooting better than you, and they're getting more shots. So, I mean, you did a pretty good job on the offensive rebounds. They didn't really hurt you, although the second chance points, when they did get offensive rebounds, they scored. They were 7-for-10. And then points in the paint they dominated, which you thought they might with the roster they have. But, yeah, it was just a tough game offensively, and they weren't terrible defensively. 88 shots, 107 points. I mean, that's not great, but it's not awful. I mean, you can win that game, but they had 82 shots and 90 points, and that's you're not going to win many games playing that way offensively.
And Minnesota basically had a Warrior-type game, 32 assists on 40 buckets.
Yep.
Their ball movement was outstanding at times, and in part because Anthony Edwards can get to wherever he wants to go. And he has even, you know, as good as he was last year, I think he's even better this year because, as you pointed out time and time again, he had a very calm night. He was not frantic at all. Double teams, switches, mm-hmm. It just didn't matter. He had a game plan, and he stayed with it. He didn't panic. And, as you said, quiet 30, 11 of 18, 4 of 10, 4 of 4 shooting. I mean, he was really, really good tonight.
Yeah, from the get-go, you know, there was never any doubt who the best player on the court was. He was just really, really good tonight. 30 on 18, led the team in plus-minus at plus-23 in the 34 minutes that he played. And I just love the fact that, like I said, it was in structure. And we know he's a guy that could get his own with the best of them in the league. But it was so under control and so efficient what he did And it was just it was really fun to watch him. It would have been more fun if it was against another team. But nonetheless, it was fun to watch him go out there and operate.
Let me ask you, because we have this unique thing, and it happened last year too. Minnesota swept both games here in back-to-back home games against the Warriors, so they're comfortable with that. And you've got a Sunday game now.
Yep.
5:30 with a tip, 5 o'clock the airtime right here on the Warriors Radio Network and so on and so forth.
Was that for me, by the way?
Yeah, kind of. Okay, subliminal.
Just wanted to
subliminal.
Make sure. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Thank
you.
Would you, if you're going in and looking at the offense going against, again, a very good Minnesota defense, and they've been really good the last 2 weeks, would you say, okay, hey, guys, we have to settle for an elbow shot here now and then? You got Gobert underneath. They're trying to run us off the three-point line. If you get a 15-footer, you got to take that. Or if you get an open shot, you might have to take that because you might not get another one. We saw a couple of guys, have open shots, but then they went hunting for a better shot. You may not get that against this team with the matchups that they have.
Well, I mean, if you even mention mid-range shot, you're a dinosaur. You know, you take mid-range shots, but
just call me T-Rex.
Yeah, sometimes those are the best shots, and I don't care that it's a. I know everybody wants layups and three-point shots, but sometimes a 15-footer is a good shot. If that's your shot, are you going to dribble it around? And how many times have we seen a guy pass up a 15-footer and they end up getting a contested three or a contested layup or a contested something where you don't even get as good a shot as the one you had to begin with? But specifically against this team and when Gobert is on the court, we've seen it. We saw it tonight. Guys try to take it in too far, and either they get it blocked or – he didn't have a ton of blocks tonight. In fact, he had no blocks tonight. So it was just affecting the shot. Guys that had to get it up too quick. Guys that had to get it up too high. Guys that just, had their vision blocked. It's tough when he's between you and the bucket. So to think you're going to get all the way to the bucket when he's on the court and score, unless you get by him like Kuminga did that one drive from the left side of the court where quick move and he was by him. And so he wasn't at the rim. Kuminga had been pulled out about 7 feet from the rim, so it gave Kuminga enough room to go by Gobert and extend where Gobert couldn't get to the shot. But if he's around the restricted area and you think you're going to finish, I mean, you might occasionally, but you want it, if you're going to shoot a layup inside the restricted area, you want that to be a 70-80% shot. You don't want it to be a 40% shot. So, yes. If you get a good 15, 17-footer, I mean, Wiggins does it as well as anybody on the team where that's his shot. And there was a shot early in the game where he could have had a three, dribbled in, 18-footer, in rhythm, boom. There's nothing wrong with that shot. If that's your shot and you can make it, then, yeah, absolutely go ahead and take that shot, no doubt.
Well, hopefully Wiggins and Moody will be better
yes.
and can play on Sunday. They could use both of those guys in the second half in this game. So I guess any final thoughts?
I mean, just the offense, they're going to have to figure that out. Again, and maybe it's just a two-game stretch where things get a little bit clunky and you're not sure exactly what you have offensively because it hasn't been that way for most of the year. But, I don't know if because of the struggles with offense, if Draymond's back in the starting lineup on Sunday and they could put Kuminga back on the bench, maybe Steve didn't want to put him on the bench because he came off his career high last game and played well, so he wanted to keep him in the starting lineup. But, tonight he scuffled a little bit, 6 for 15, so 13 points on 15 shots. And, again, I know I harp on this all the time, but much like I do with Wiggins, I just there's more there. You can't get 2 rebounds in 29 minutes if you're Jonathan Kuminga. You just can't. I mean, that's not acceptable. That's 2 more rebounds than a dead person. So you have to be able to. What is? Dead people don't get any rebounds.
Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah,
with Tom Tolbert.
You just have to. I mean, it's so. That's something to me that really, Pajemski 6 rebounds. Looney 5 rebounds in 22 minutes. And I know Looney rebounds, but, Pajemski's an off guard.
Ghost Riders.
Thank you. But, if you want to be the complete player, that's what you have to do. It can't just be about, like, scoring can't be the only way you contribute to a team. You contribute defensively. You contribute passing. You contribute spacing. You contribute cutting. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do on a basketball court that leads to a bucket where you don't even touch the ball. You're just out, or, you know, you rebound, and you're not even involved in the bucket, but you rebound outlet quickly, and then you don't really even get an assist, but they get it up quickly, and then they get a layup. Like, it just an offensive rebounds. That should be 4 points a game for him, just getting a couple offensive rebounds, you know, with his athleticism.
How many great games has Kevon Looney had where he scored 2 or 4 points by just doing all the other stuff?
Yep.
Switching, guarding James Harden in a playoff situation, getting offensive rebounds, setting good screens. You know, there's a million ways you can contribute if you're not scoring. And, you know, to round it out, to have a great night, I think that's – you're right. I think, you know, that's the step for Kuminga he's got to make, is to become a floor game. You know, you got to have more than two and one assist and one block. You got to do that. And we're not picking on him. Everybody was at fault tonight.
Oh, of course. No, but, look, it's much like – when a coach, Nelly would do it, I had other coaches do it, Lute Olson would do it as well, they get on you because they know you have more.
Right.
That's why I say these things. I don't say it to pick on him or mean or anything. I just see what the possibilities are with him if he said, okay, these are things I can do. These are things I should be doing. And at minimum, I'm going to do those and be consistent with those. Like, give me 6-7 rebounds a night consistently, or a rebound every 4.5 minutes consistently. I don't know that he's ever going to be a great playmaker, and that's not really Wiggins' game either. So, you know, some guys just have a feel for it, some guys don't. That's fine. But you can be a guy who defends at a high level, and you can be a guy that rebounds because of your athleticism. And then everything else, I always just felt like you felt better as a player when you did something to contribute that wasn't scoring. Because scoring can kind of come and go. Shooting can kind of come and go, unless you're one of the best players in the league and you're going to consistently get shots and score points. That kind of fluctuates. But you can do those other things. And those help teams win. They help teams win. And I just, the only reason I bring it up consistently is because I know he's capable of it. He has the body to do it. He has the athleticism to do it. And I would just love to see him get to that point where, you know, maybe he has 8 points in a game, but he has like 16 rebounds, and 4 of them or 5 or 6, 7 of them are offensive, kicks him out, and guys are hitting threes, and he gives the team extra opportunities. And we look down at the stat sheet at the end of the game, and the Warriors have 12 more shots than their opposition. And that's maybe one of the reasons they win the game. So I just think, and I understand, you know, he's not fully formed yet by a long shot, but that's one of the things I think that would be a positive step for him, that he says, look, every night I go out there, I'm going to rebound for you.
All righty, we will see you on Sunday. Enjoy your Saturday.
Yep, I'm going to sit in my can and watch championship Saturdays, some college football, as we get ready for the first ever 12-team playoff, which ought to be... Somebody, RC is going to be super pumped.
We are.
His Nittany Lions are going to be in. No matter, I don't know what the seed's going to be. Tim, I hate to tell you, Arizona's not going to be there this year.
I know. I heard that.
Yeah.
U of A is not in there.
Yeah. I think I might have told you in early October.
Yeah. I am. I got to tell you, I am shocked at how well your rival is playing, though.
I mean, yeah, that's very disappointing for me. I got to be honest with
you. Cam Scalaboo.
Yeah, I do love him. How do you not love that guy? I mean, you just look at him and go, oh, that guy could play in the 40s.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
He is fun. Why didn't he go to Arizona?
I don't know.
Dang it.
Not enough money.
All right.
Need more donorships.
Where's our NIL program? You know what happened? They called me this summer, and I go, nope, get it yourself.
And look what happened to the program.
I know. I feel bad.
Program plummeted out of sight.
It's on me. We're going to the Weed Eater Bowl or something. We're not even going to a bowl game. What am I talking about? I won 3 games. On that note,
goodbye.
See you Sunday.